This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. I have a message. I'm just a simple person that God loved like he loves you. I'm a nameless, faceless ministry. God has people like me that are, they're not famous, they're not well known. They're the off-scourge of the earth. But God chose them. He didn't choose many wealthy, many wise, but he chose the foolish to confound the wise. He called the weak to confound the strong, that God would be glorified in his people. That's the way of the Lord. God's speaking today. You know, he speaks from heaven. He speaks in so many different ways. He speaks to us because he cares about us. He calls us to know him. And in the scripture, we have God speaking. And God called his people to hear my voice. Listen to me. Hear me and live. In fact, it's written in Matthew 4, verse 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You have the word of man, and you have the word of God. God's word is the highest authority, because heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord will never pass away. Flesh will pass away, like the glory of the flesh is like a flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord shall endure forever. This is why we're told to study the scripture. It'll never fail you. It'll never lie. It'll never rob you. By trusting in God's word, you'll be a sure foundation in your life. Because everything is going to be shaken, ladies and gentlemen. Everything in heaven and in earth. Everything. Every vain thing is going to be totally confounded. Men's rebellion will be completely crushed by the authority of God. See, we can either fall on the rock and be broken, or the rock will fall on us and grind us to powder. See, Jesus is the Lord. He is the master. And he's a good Lord. He's wonderful. He's kind. And we see in the scripture that Jesus Christ, the meekest of the earth, like Moses, he's meek, he's kind, lowly. He would gird himself and wash your feet. And it's recorded in the book of Revelation, speaking of the future age, that he himself will gird himself and feed his disciples. He loves his disciples. They've gone through great tribulation, trouble, and anguish. They went through difficult things, and they wouldn't budge. They wouldn't fail. They wouldn't flinch from the Lord. Jesus told us that we would go through difficult things, that we would suffer like he suffers, because a disciple is not greater than his master, or a servant above his Lord. If they called Jesus the servant of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, they lied about him, conspired to kill him, shall they not do so to you? Yes. And all the prophets suffered. And Jesus said, happy are you if you suffer for my name's sake wrongfully. Blessed are you. Blessed are those that are poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God. Blessed are you when you're reviled and persecuted for his name's sake, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time we put away the words of man, the glossy books, the magazines, the DVDs and the CDs, the words of man. It's time to listen with your heart to the words of God. He speaks. And quite often, it's a quiet, still voice. And you need to turn out the distractions. Sacrifice your life. Crucify your life to the cross of Jesus Christ daily. Paul said, I die daily. If you do that, circumcise your flesh. What does that mean? It's a cutting away of the flesh. Circumcise your heart to the Lord. Circumcise your ears, hearing that you can really hear what he's saying right now. Because we're coming to the end, the conclusion of this age. There's many things written in the scripture, the prophets, the apostles, the gospels, outlining what these days would be like, and they're coming to pass right now in our life. Can you see that? And we're to be lifting up our head, rejoicing when these things come, not being fearful, but you need to prepare. And preparing doesn't just come by knowledge only. We We need the grace of the Lord. We need interaction with the Lord. Dying to ourself and becoming alive to the Lord. That the power of the Lord, the strength of the Lord would be in you. Darkness is coming, gross darkness upon the people. But God says, arise and shine. Because his glory would be upon you. His glory will be seen upon you. Start speaking God's word. Open your mouth. God will fill it. He'll give you eyes of the Spirit. You'll see as he sees. He'll appoint unto you people to minister to. It's sad to me. As I read this Gospels, when Jesus came to his own and his own received him not. He came to his own, the religious house, religious people, the Jews. And Jesus was so angry one day. You hypocrites! You can tell the sign of the weather, but you can't discern the sign of the times. You don't know that this is a special time when the Messiah was coming to his people. They didn't know it. It's prophesied to the very day when he'd arrive. Jesus said, you're of the father of the devil. Oh, they said, we're not born of fornication. Jesus made it clear. He was of the Father. He proceeded forth from the Father. He had said that God was his Father, and this outraged the Jews. They said, we're not born of fornication. We're Abraham's children. This is recorded in John chapter 8. Jesus said, if you're children of Abraham, you do the works of Abraham, but you don't. And when I speak to you the words from my Father that I was taught, that I was given command to speak, you don't even relate. You hear the sounds of my words, but the concept means nothing to you. He that's of God hears God's word. That's a profound statement that Jesus said. He that is of God hears God's word. A lot of people say they're of God. They go to church. Let's do a lot of religious activity. But they won't listen to the word of God, will they? There's a lot of Bible-ese, Christianese language, but there's no power. There's no conviction. In fact, great attempts are made in the church world to make people comfortable where they're at, the status quo. As long as we're building the system, as long as we're building the empire, the church, building a name like Babylon, bringing the money in, they don't want people to be convicted. They want people to feel comfortable. That's how you have crowds. We're not to be men pleasers. We're to be God pleasers. And woe unto you when all men speak well of you. Listen, you serve the Lord, you're going to step on toes. Look at John the Baptist. He spoke from the Lord, but he said, I must decrease. Jesus must increase. But he spoke the word of repentance. He prepared the way of the Lord. He called the people out of religious system to serve the Lord and baptize them, immerse them into repentance, sorrow. Hey, you're really sorry? Then bring forth fruit that demonstrates your repentance. Lip service means nothing to God. We're in the days of judgment. Things are being shaken. God's sending a message to the world that a country called the United States of America that has shaken its fist in the face of God is being dealt with. Unprecedented days of judgment. Unprecedented collapse of the world's largest economy, and it's rippling across the world. Lying political leaders, boastful that they're going to change the world. They lie to the people, and the people largely perceive it not. The people have been sold out for nothing. It's a pornographic nation, a nation of vileness, vulgar. It's a vicious people, so self-centered. But judgment is in the land. The spiritual people, for the most part, have gone astray from the Lord. They don't love the Lord. They're not looking for his coming. They don't know what he's doing. They're blind. They can't see. They're deaf. They can't hear. Their hearts are callous. They don't know what God's doing. They don't perceive that God has backed away from them, withdrawn. It smells to him. It's offensive. They don't care. They don't notice. They're blind. It strikes me how similar our day is to the days of the Titanic, a ship that was heralded as the unsinkable ship, and even some said God could not even sink her. It was a party ship. Eat, drink, and be merry. The boat struck an iceberg, wasn't perceived. They weren't watching for it. They ignored the signs. And then it had pierced the hull, and water came pouring in. The doom of that ship had happened. And the reaction of the people, so interesting. Some cried. Some realized death was at hand. Some prayed. Some sought the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me. I want to be right with you if I die. Some got in the, put a life preserver on and got in the lifeboat and were spared. Some ate and drank, danced, and had their last fling. How do you respond in a time of judgment? When God is shaken and struck with his own fist, a nation to send a message, to call the world to repent. See, there is grace. There's mercy. You can repent, be sorry for your sin, turn to the Lord with all your heart. Don't tear the outside, the garment on the outside that man looks on, but the inward heart that God sees. God's looking for a broken and contrite heart and spirit, one that trembles at the word of God. Some identify so much with the United States, their country, or identify with their state, California, or this state or that state. And they don't identify with the kingdom of God. And they don't want God to judge. They don't care. They're disjointed from the Lord's feelings, his wrath, how he's been impugned, how God has been disrespected and spit upon. If you really love the Lord, how could that not bother you? How can you tell God to withhold his judgment when it glorifies him? The time of judgment will get some people's attention and they will look to the Lord, just like in the time of the Titanic. They will cry out to the Lord and be broken and sincere, and he'll forgive them and save them in Jesus Christ. Others harden their hearts, adamant as stone, and go down with the ship. You'll either stand with the Lord or you'll fall with the nation. The righteous ones in the heavens, as recorded in the book of Revelation, when God's judgment came forth, they said, righteous art thou, O Lord, when thou judgest. And they sing, hallelujah, for the Lord our God reigns when he judges the great whore, Babylon, that great nation. And he brings her down and destroys her with fire. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, for his judgments are made manifest in the earth. Hallelujah. For the oppressed, God has chosen liberty to bring redemption. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Draw near to the Lord. Confess your sins. Be sorry. And you will see the arm of the Lord revealed. And his salvation will be made manifest throughout all the world, and every eye shall see the coming of Jesus Christ, even they that have pierced him. And they will ask, who brought these wounds to you? And he will say, I was wounded in the house of my friends.